The Life of a Chubsters by Peter. As a combination of a dark black what a goth would wear and white the color of a cloud, you will learn all about my life as a penguin stuffed animal. I am filled with white fluff, have glittery and ocean blue eyes, and my adventurous life around our beautiful planet Earth can definitely be challenging. At the same time, it can also be very joyful, to the point where I practically feel spectacular and don't have a thing to worry about. You will never believe it, but surprisingly, my life can be very difficult at many different moments and times. For example, different people from all around the world with diseases and germs touch and cuddle with me. They show this by petting me with their dry hands, hugging me with their rough chest, and rubbing my miniature eyes that are somewhat cute to them with their sharp fingernails. This causes me to feel very hot. I get the feeling that I have turned into a 300-degree soup that is steaming. It also makes me feel like I want to be pushed into a freezing cold pool that is only 3 degrees. In addition, my eyes also burn. This is because the sharp and long fingernails that rub my eyes poke me. People would usually have medicine and eye drops to help cure that. Unfortunately, I do not. I struggle even more because of this. On top of that, I really want to move around by jumping and running instead of their fingers touching me. Sadly, I have to be on my best behavior because obviously I can't let them know that I actually speak, or else I would be known as a liar. Let me tell you, it gets even worse. For example, my beautiful dark black and white fur is exposed to so many different diseases and germs from humans all around the world. I can tell because of the way I smell, and trust me, you do not want to do so. Also, I'm warning you to not hug me. You will smell like a skunk for a month no matter what you do to get rid of my horrid odor. Somehow the different people who cuddle and touch with me don't realize how bad they smell until after they finish cuddling with me. As you can probably tell, my dream is to be bathed in a big steaming hot bathtub the size of a human pool filled with clear and very visible blue water while being scrubbed with light pink soap that smells like fresh flowers from a garden. This soothing wash will probably help get rid of my smell, but not take it away completely considering how strong my smell is. Although it won't do that much, I will feel like a completely different person knowing that this is my first time being washed in my entire life. As I said before, my adventurous life can also be very pleasant, which is pretty hard to believe based on how much information I gave on how my life can be the total opposite. Without my abundance of adorableness caused by my miniature pointy and orange nose and my circular and chubby cheeks on my round and furry face, my life would be full of torture. This is because 99% of people on our Earth thinks I'm cute by exclaiming cutie pie or pumpkin, which makes me feel honored and loved by many. In other words, my mood is satisfied. Just letting you know, yes, I do think I'm the cutest thing in the world. Even cuter than Jif Pom, and that's sure hard to believe because boy is he cute. I think to myself all the time what I'd be like if I was an ugly person or stuffed animal with pimples, moles, and teeth in the wrong place. Now I know I sound like I'm really spoiled, but for a fact, I am. You can ask any stuffed animal such as bears, dogs, and baby elephants that I'm close to, and I bet you they will tell you what I just said. That just proves that my life is mostly wonderful and glorious. In addition, I love, love, love when people give me big slimy kisses, especially girls with their red bright designer lipstick. Now, I know a lot of people hate this, but I'm single, and you gotta give chubsters a break. The texture of these kisses on my smooth and gentle face, and just knowing people I'm obsessed with adore me so much, brings joy to my life and definitely warms my light-weighted heart. You're probably thinking, don't the stains get on your comfortable face dirty? Well, to answer your question, yes, they definitely do, but I obviously have no problem with it. This is because it helps my body and face to have a more pleasant and soothing smell. The kisses also give my plain and white face a dash of colors such as bright reds, violet purples, and hot pinks. As you can see, I absolutely adore ladies kissing me, and the time I'm fortunate enough to have them on me. Based on all of my previous writing, you can clearly tell that the way I think and act differs from basically everything living, everything on our planet Earth. But hey, there's nothing wrong or horrible about that. I just have a unique personality and express my feelings in a distinct way. Although, you have to admit, you would never expect a small and miniature penguin to act like I do. Just remember, I suffer a lot, but at the same time, I have a lot of fun as I try to make the most out of my experiences.